Today is Wednesday, the 26th of March, in the third week of Lent. Karen Money sings Sanctuary. Take me to a quiet place where I can be with you.
Take me to a quiet place where I can be with you, and all my cares can slip away from view. Take me to a secret place where you are all I see.
Today's reading is from the book of Deuteronomy.
So now, Israel, Give heed to the statutes and ordinances that I am teaching you to observe, so that you may live to enter and occupy the land that the Lord, the God of your ancestors, is giving you. See, just as the Lord my God has charged me, I now teach you statutes and ordinances for you to observe in the land that you are about to enter and occupy. You must observe them diligently, for this will show your wisdom and discernment to the peoples, who, when they hear all these statutes, will say, "Surely this great nation is a wise and discerning people." For what other great nation has a God so near to it as the Lord our God is, whenever we call to him? And what other great nation has statutes and ordinances as just as this entire law that I am setting before you today? But take care and watch yourselves closely, so as neither to forget the things that your eyes have seen, nor to let them slip from your mind all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and your children's children.
God is here. He surrounds us, and in him we have our being. Take a few moments to still yourself. Observe your breathing slowing down, your thoughts becoming less insistent. God is here. Reach out to him and spend some time rejoicing in his presence. He is here for you all the time. Make this time for him. Now, with God, look at your life. When are the times when you have felt particularly close to God, and that his hand has been strongly on you in your life? There are, of course, times when we do not feel God's presence. There may even be times when we wonder whether God is there at all. And these moments are perfectly consistent with the life of faith. Try and share with him how you have known and felt his presence. If you find this difficult, ask God to reveal something of himself to you. As you listen again, think of other people who are perhaps not so aware of God's presence and yet would benefit from it. Bring them into your prayer and ask God to make his presence known to them.
So now, Israel, give heed to the statutes and ordinances that I am teaching you to observe, so that you may live to enter and occupy the land that the Lord, the God of your ancestors, is giving you. See, just as the Lord my God has charged me, I now teach you statutes and ordinances for you to observe in the land that you are about to enter and occupy. You must observe them diligently, for this will show your wisdom and discernment to the peoples, who, when they hear all these statutes, will say, "Surely this great nation is a wise and discerning people." For what other great nation has a God so near to it as the Lord our God is, whenever we call to him? And what other great nation has statutes and ordinances as just as this entire law that I am setting before you today? But take care and watch yourselves closely, so as neither to forget the things that your eyes have seen, nor to let them slip from your mind all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and your children's children.
Take care and watch yourselves closely, so as neither to forget the things that your eyes have seen, nor to let them slip from your mind all the days of your life. The listeners are being encouraged to be mindful, to meditate on the things of God, to see them active in their lives and never to forget them. Spend some time at the end of this prayer talking with God about how you might come to see the ways of God more clearly in the world. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.